from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curl here, saying hello once again and welcome to the broadcast. I'm glad that you're tuning in, and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he turns our thoughts to a very well-known verse of Scripture found in Amos chapter 4 and the verse 12, and the words are, "Prepare to meet thy God." But before we hear that message and a message in song, let me draw your attention for just a moment to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. A Christian. Are you a Christian? A Christian wears the name and possesses the nature and lives the life and devotes himself entirely to the glory of God. All that Christ has is his. All that the Savior has done was for him. And all that the Lord Jesus has promised, he may expect. Are you a Christian? Is there any doubt about the matter? Does the Lord Jesus by his Spirit live in your heart? Are you living upon him by faith? Is he your daily bread? Do you find that you could as well live without food as without the Savior? Well then, if that's so, it's a sure evidence that you belong to the Lord, that you are indeed a real Christian. Because if you're a Christian, you will pray and strive to be Christ-like. You will have put off the old man, which is corrupt, and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. There are many today who take the name Christian, but they're not saved, they're not born again. It's our prayer that if you're unsaved, that even this day you will come to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace, though free, is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea.
There's room at the morning. Our Bible reading today is from Amos chapter 4, verse 12. In this verse we have God speaking through his prophet Amos to Israel of old, and he says, "Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel." These words were spoken as a warning to Israel to prepare to meet God and his coming judgment. God was going to bring judgment upon the nation because of its sin and rebellion before him. God had been merciful to Israel because he had chastened them by sending famine and pestilence upon the land. The purpose of this was to cause Israel to turn to the Lord. But alas, Israel did not heed the chastening rod of God. Verse 11 of the same chapter, God says, "Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord." Therefore, because of their refusal to turn unto the Lord, the Lord was going to meet them in judgment. Hence the reason for these words in verse 12, "Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel." But as well as being applied to Israel, these same words can also be applied in the gospel to the unrepentant sinner. This is because they contain three vital truths that every sinner would do well to realize. And it is these same truths that I want us to consider today. First of all, this verse reminds us of a time when man shall meet God. The verse says, "Prepare to meet thy God." Note the words, "meet thy God." Meet our God, we must. That time when we shall all meet him will be on the judgment day after the scene of time. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26 says, "And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." After death, we must face God. It is a judgment that is fixed, a date with God that can never be postponed. And on that day, we will all give account of our life on earth. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Again, Paul says in Romans 14, verse 12, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." As sure as you listen today, unsaved listener, there is a day when you will meet God, a day when you will give an account of your life to God, of all that concerns you. Every thought, every deed, every action, every sin that you have committed, you will have to give account of to God. Yes, this verse teaches us clearly that we must meet God. But secondly, this verse would also teach man of the need to prepare to meet God. It says, "Prepare to meet thy God." As we would prepare for a daily appointment, so we must prepare for that time when we must meet God. And the way for each of us to prepare is by being saved. Now, the world would tell us that we can be saved by a good life, by our good works, and by our generous gifts. Well, such a way is untrue and is not God's way of being saved. No, the Word of God would teach us that it is only through repentance from sin and by faith in Christ alone. This is what the Lord was talking about in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, when he said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." We must all repent if we are to be saved. Repentance means to turn from our sins, confessing them to Christ alone. It is just like doing a U-turn when you are aware that you are travelling on a wrong road. Before making that turn, you first realise that you are on the wrong way. Then upon making that realisation, you turn around. Likewise, repentance means to acknowledge that you're a guilty sinner before God. And upon making that realization, you turn unto God. To trust in Christ means to trust in his sacrifice upon the cross for the forgiveness of all your sins and acceptance with God. This is what you must do if you are to be saved. Romans 10 verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In Acts chapter 16 verse 23 we read, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." If you do not get saved, then you are without hope. Eternal punishment and hell await you. The wrath of God will be upon you. The sentence you will hear on that day will be, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But finally, this verse would remind us of the time when we need to prepare to meet God. Our text says, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. That word prepare is in the present tense. And it shows to us that now is the time when we are to prepare to meet God. It is not tomorrow. It is not next week. It is not next year. But now, today. The Bible says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1 we read, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Again in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7 we read, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. An eagle was once flying over the Niagara River when it spotted the dead carcass of a chicken on a piece of ice floating down that river. The eagle landed on the ice and began to eat. As the ice drew near to the Great Falls, the eagle tried to fly away, but it could not, due to the fact that its talons had become embedded in the ice. The block of ice plunged over the falls, carrying the screaming eagle to its death on the rocks below. And that story illustrates what many in this world are doing. They enjoy their sin for a season and become so entrenched in it that they cannot leave it, and thus they die in their sin. You know, this may well be the end of you who would listen, who are still without Christ. But such an end need not be so. For the good news of the gospel is that if you will only repent of your sin and trust in Christ, you shall be saved. And when the Lord saves you, you shall be secure and safe in heaven for all of the countless ages of God's eternity. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we read these words, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This day may you prepare to meet God by coming to Christ as a sinner for salvation. As the hymn writer says, come to the Saviour, make no delay, hear in his word, he is showing us the way. Come to the Saviour today, don't delay. Trust him for time and for eternity. Thank you for listening, and may God's blessing be your portion.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.